Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. I know I've been away for a while, but just a bunch of things have happened, and, you know, between opening businesses and, you know, sort of being a professor now, having a son, you know, like, life's been super hectic, but we're going to be back, right? So, thank you guys for listening and sticking in. And today, you know, there's just been, man, a lot of, you know, the red pill stuff, you know, between, you know, like old Kevin Samuels, people reacting to Kevin Samuels, just pearly things, you know, and there's a bunch of other people, you know, Fresh and Fit podcast, right? There's a bunch of people, you know, everybody sort of, doing the same thing. They may be just doing it, in different ways, but nonetheless, you know, they're still out there, you know, trying to spread whatever message they're trying to spread. And the whole red pill thing is basically just to take accountability for one's own actions, right? And I think everybody's sort of headed in, you know, the right direction. I think the media tend to show different things that maybe a lot of people don't experience or they don't feel. But I think that's why these channels are making such big gains in, you know, some of them are, you know, constantly getting taken off of TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, you know, YouTube, and they're just sort of being basically penalized for spreading the truth, spreading the messages that people want to hear and that people are sort of going towards because they see the way the world works and they see how everything is operated now. I'm in a sort of unique position that I'm able to, between giving speeches and between being at university, I'm able to see things in such different lights. And of course, I work at a Christian university, so it is a little bit different for sure. But you still see sort of the same things that are definitely mainstream. And a lot of it's just, you know, you don't really know where exactly you're going from here. And, but I just wanted to get on here, sort of talk about just like my entrance, right? Back to, just talking about everything. Not so much of, you know, like the politics. We'll sort of hop into it a little bit, but I'm just in a place where I think that a lot of these people are spreading messages, and some people just perceive messages different ways, and some people are clear and concise, some people are direct, some people, you know, have stronger voices, and for me, I guess just to add another voice to the mix, just to not even calm it down, but I think when you are able to hear different people say almost the same thing in a different light, it just gives you a new perspective on things. And we're all in different walks of life, meaning some people are single, some people are married, some people want you to be single, some people want you to be married. You know, just all of that, right? And I know I'm just sort of saying the same thing and trying not to be repetitive with it, but, you know, just like I'm saying, just hopping back into it. And I think there is so much going on right now in the dating world that is just sort of fascinating. And when you look at some of the channels, you have people telling you, oh, hey, like, I don't know if I would get married because it sounds like a bad proposition for the gentleman. oh, you should get married because having kids out of wedlock, you know, causes all sorts of problems. And it just seems everybody sort of has their perspective and the way that they do things. And a lot of what people are saying, right, is the truth, right? So a lot of what people are saying is the truth, right? Not their truth or blah, 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 but actual factual evidence that is backed up by data and statistics. I know today we want to live on the hopes and dreams, or, you know, the Disney movies, the what if. Oh, I know I have this, this, and that wrong, or I know I did this, this, and that wrong, but I believe that I can still get XYZ. So, with that being said, some of the people that, you know, these women out here that are just throwing numbers and wishes and dreams up in the air to try and compensate for whatever they didn't have as a child, whatever the dream was. And it is getting to be very scary. And when you look at it, it's just like marriage rates are going down everywhere in basically, you know, every ethnicity or race is dealing with some sort of this feminism push. And it is just like, okay, is, you know, are we better now today than we were, say, 60, 70 years ago? And people are looking at it and they're saying, well, probably not, right? And I mean better as in family and marriages, right? I know some people might have a little bit more freedom, right? So if you're, you know, let's just say African-American, you're a woman, and, you know, you have this newfound freedom, and maybe you're making more money because you're allowed to make more money, and you sort of, you know, taking the race thing out of it, you're starting to see women get in these positions of power or these positions of making money, and they come to realize that, oh, they want a guy that's making more money than them, and they're already making a lot of money. And now it's being counterproductive because women were sold this dream that, oh, you can have it all, right? You can have all of the money and the career and the job, and then you could balance it with family and husband and whatever. And that is just not the case. We see it now. All the data and statistics are very clear. People are getting divorced at rates that are tremendous. You know, I'm just getting back, so I'll get all the numbers later. But at a tremendous rate, people are single very late, very later on in life. And, you know, they're in their late 30s, 40s, even 50s, you know, trying to find somebody that can, you know, be on their level. And it's just like, you know, like there's kids and they make, you know, this amount of money. And it is just very unrealistic for them to find out what they're looking for. And so now it's almost counterproductive because they make $150,000. And come to find out that the only people that make over $150,000 are, you know, the top 3%. And you have 3%, but you're older, you're making more money, and the women, they see that, like, oh, they're threatened by it. And it's just like, no, men already understand what it's like to be able to make money, right? And what type of personality that takes in order to make money. So they're not intimidated by the fact that you make money. They just understand that being an older woman, that you're going to be a handful to deal with, right? So it has less to do with the amount of money that you're making, and it has more to do with that you're going to be a headache, right? Because first off, you're making you're making your money. So in your head, oh, I don't really need a man. I want a partnership or whatever they call it. And that's just not the way, that's not the way it works, right? Men have always been providers, protectors, right? They've always had this jealous streak, you know, like, this is my woman, this is my property. And then when you look on the other side of it, women have always wanted protectors, providers. They wanted somebody to be better than them, right? Because that means they can take care of them. And now you're like, some of these women, a lot of these women are being put in a, well, I make $50,000. Why would I be with somebody else making $50,000? And in their minds, that's just how it works, because biologically, they've always been protected and provided for from men. And so now you give them this newfound, oh, hey, you can go out and do whatever you want and you can make your money and you can do this. And then they realize, oh, gosh, okay, I'm making $40,000. I don't want somebody else that makes $40,000. Like, they need to be making at least $80,000. And the more they go up, the more that number of men in that range goes down. And so we're in a world right now where it's just like, oh, cool. You know, you guys can, you know, be who you want to be and do what you want to do. But now most women, right? And this is just biological. This is just evolutionary, right? Women always find joy in children and family. That's the way it has been. That's the way it will always be. You can try to stave it off and go be your own independent self. And when you are 40 and 50 and you have all the Birkin bags in the world and you have a BMW and a nice house and you are living alone, you will be the most miserable person ever. That is also statistically proven, that women in their 40s and 50s without children and family are the most miserable people on the planet. And that's just a fact, right? So I'm not saying that, oh, hey, just go back to not doing anything, right? And then having men provide. But at the same time, you have to understand that with equal rights, there's equal lefts, right? And so you have to be able to just be accountable for all of the actions, right? And understand where you stand in the hierarchy of everything, right? Because the thing is, men will always want hot women, beautiful women, and women will always want men who make a lot of money and can provide and protect for them. That is just what it is. And so, you know, if, you know, you're not that good looking, and, you know, like, oh, I'm going to settle for average because I'm making a certain thing. Like, men do not care what you make. Men are looking for beautiful women, and you can call that whatever you want it, right? I know exactly where I stand. You know, I'm a little muscular, but still carrying some weight. Doesn't necessarily matter because I'm married. But at the same time, Like, I also understand and have understood where I've stand, like, you know, where I stand in, you know, like the marketplace, right? So, you know, you start to, you know, like, just like any man who's aging, you know, start to make more money and things start to change a little bit. For women, it's backwards, right? Because the older you get, the more money you make, the less beautiful you are, right? And also, things come with that, you know, you get more stubborn and you maybe don't want to listen to a male because you're like, oh, I can do bad all by myself. And, you know, you're reaping the benefits of that, right? You're like, you're seeing everything that's happening. You know, all these women are looking for the top 20% of men, right? 100% of the women are looking for the top 20% of men. And that just, obviously, you can just play the math. That doesn't work. So they're saying, oh, I'm being taken care of and I'm being dated by, you know, these guys or whatever, and but I can never get married, right? And because you're all just banging the same dude, right? The top 10, top 20% will always stay like that. And they're going to want the 19, 20-year-olds, the 22-year-olds that they can just mold into being somebody that they want to be with. Right? Somebody that's going to be beautiful, trophy wife, take care of the kids, take care of the home, you know, and you're providing. So don't even look at me over here, what I do. You know, just be thankful that you're in a nice house and you don't have to worry about, you know, anything else. Right? So I'll dive deep into that. I didn't want to get too much into that. Because, you know, first time back, just want to, you know, continue making these podcasts for you guys, right? Just so you can, you know, get the information and it's not just going to be red pill and dating. You know, I'm going to be talking about everything. I'm going to be talking about occupations. I'm going to be talking about communication, right? Marriage and family. I'm going to be talking about all of that, right? So don't just think this is straight red pill, even though I know, you know, that's where a lot of people are heading. That's what a lot of people are listening to now. But I want to be able to get, you know, all the proper information out to people who are really trying to succeed and really trying to do their best and, you know, just put themselves in a good position in life. But with that being said, I appreciate you guys listening tonight. Thank you. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. You're on Stomping with Eggshells. I'm out.